Hello? Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Patricia. How can I help you?
I have a weird a charge on my account for December 6th from Garden Explosive Collect. And for $67.32, I have no idea. I've never heard of this company.
Okay, let's see. What in the world happened?
It's this phone number, I believe.
Okay. Can I start off with your zip code? Because that phone number is not in the system.
Possibly 18031.
Okay. Let's see. And what would be the first and last name?
I think Sarah Meckler.
Let's see. Is that S-A-R-A or?
S-A-R-A-H.
Okay. Let's see. Anything? Nope. Nope.
It is called Garden Explosive Collect for $67.32 on December 6th.
Okay. And what was that last name again?
Meckler, M as in mom, E-C-H-L-E-R.
Okay, let's see. All right, I do see a Sarah Meckler. And you said November 26th?
No, December, December 6th.
Oh, December 6th. Okay, let me go back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so I do have an account for her. Let me just let it load for
that
a second.
That would be me.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I can ever think of is I foolishly signed up to get some sort of free backpack with only shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was what I did and I didn't see some fine print, then I won't make that mistake again because we're on Medicare and SNAP and we cannot afford anything like that at all.
Understandable. Just give me 1 second while this account loads up. It's a little slow today.
Okay.
I do apologize. It's still loading.
Okay.
Okay, so finally it came up. Okay, so yes, you signed up to receive a tactical bag for $7.95, and it was shipped out on the 28th of November.
Which I never received.
You never received the tactical bag. Okay.
No.
And
it doesn't really matter anyway. I just, that was only supposed to be like under $10 or something for shipping and handling. And I have this $89 Garden Explosive thing charge.
Okay.
Garden Explosive Collect for $67.
Okay, so on our end, it shows that we only charged you for the tactical bag because you didn't cancel the free trial within the 7 days that you were supposed to cancel. And so for the $89, I don't know what that is, but we just see a charge for $67.32 that was approved on the 2nd.
Okay, so can I, what did I get for $67? Must have been the fine print that I was signing up for a trial. I can't afford that. Can I get the $67 refunded?
I can only refund 35% of that since it was a valid charge.
You can only refund how much?
35%.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
Oof. Okay, and then can you take my Visa information and all my subscription information, everything completely off your record, so I'm not charged again?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a cancellation number for you. Do you want that?
Yes, please. And you said 35% of that?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'll have to take it. It's just, a hard lesson to learn for a stupid bag that never came in time for Christmas anyway.
Yeah, I do apologize about that.
And can you tell me if it what where it was shipped to even? Why it's not here?
Let's see. Let me go to it 1 second. Okay, let's not do that one. Okay, so it looks like your package was supposed to be delivered, but USPS said something was wrong. So they may need you to contact them about that package, but since it was been so long, they might have already sent it back to the vendor.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I didn't even really need it, and you won't definitely do that again. But yeah, if how long will it take to get that the 35% refund
It takes
on the 67?
It takes 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account.
Okay, thank you. And then what is the cancellation number?
That number is C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262.
Uh-huh. 835. 757.
757. You said 35% of the $67?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And at all my name, there will be no more charges left, right? It'll be all gone?
Yes, ma'am. It's all gone.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your holidays.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.